everyone. This is the first episode of Rashawn's Spoken Word Poetry and Rashawn's Spoken Word and Poetry Podcast. I probably said it out of order, but I think you guys get it. Basically, I wanted a platform for my podcast where I can be free and it's completely me, and I can do all my poems and spoken word on my podcast without everybody visually looking at me. I do have a YouTube channel, but I think this is going to be a little more comfortable for me. So welcome. We're podcasting from sunny Southern California. And a little bit about me. I'm from Cali. I've been writing and reciting spoken word on and off since about 2016. I kind of stopped a little bit, and I'm kind of revamping it. You know, I have other things, other stuff going on in my life, other, you know, jobs and other, I've had other careers, but this is a hobby, but I would really like to turn it into something, you know, maybe publish a book of poetry and spoken word, but expression is very important to me, so, you know, I thought I'll try this out, and hopefully you guys will like it, and we'll see where it goes. I have a lot of ideas in my head, a lot of stuff I want to write, and I'm just going to kind of go with the flow, and every time I produce a poem, hopefully it'll get casted on my platform. So thank you guys for listening to me, and the first spoken word poem I'd like to present to you is called Do You See Me? Do you see me? Do you hear me? Do you call me a bee to get my attention just to get near me? King, is this about control or do you fear me? Degrading queens and humiliation is not the key. Do you feel me? I am the same one, a mother, a sister, a daughter. Do you comprehend? I'm a queen. I'm supposed to reign, not to be drained by your stupidity. You want me to uplift your crown, so help me fix mine. Me and my other queens get tired of being disrespected all the time. Stop the competition. It's time for the healing to begin. Kings and queens, let's put the game playing to an end. So that was Do You See Me, which I wrote yesterday, which would be July 14th, July 13th or something anyway. So I wrote that yesterday morning, and hope you guys liked it. That was Do You See Me, and that poem was written from experiencing a lot of verbal abuse and on my journey of healing, self-esteem, and just learning myself and trying to bring positive energy. So that's what that poem was about, is to not let it get me down, to take control of that situation and not let that situation control me. So I hope that poem helped you guys, help someone, you know, to watch your words, treat each other better, or I'm hoping it motivates you to do something. Or, you know, it was a healing experience for you, but it was kind of powerful. But that was Do You See Me? And this is Rashawn's Spoken Word and Poetry Podcast. I will see you next poem. You guys be safe, COVID safe. And God bless you and your family. And please join me again on my poetry and spoken word platform. Thank you. Welcome to Rashawn's Spoken Word and Poetry Podcast. Thank you guys. I'm hoping to get listeners worldwide. This is my new platform for poetry and spoken word, an outlet where I can do me, write and recite, and hopefully somebody will benefit. Some of you listeners will benefit from it. It's a beautiful day in sunny Southern California. I'm going to enjoy bringing you guys this work, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So, the poem, I wrote two poems yesterday. This is the second one. This one is called Unapologetically Black. And I'll tell you the inspiration for it after I recite it. So without further ado, I'm going to give you guys Unapologetically Black. Okay, Unapologetically Black. Here we go. I see the stares. I see the glares. I'm unapologetically black. Both our ancestors came from Africa, so why should you care? My grandfather is African-American, white, French, and Russian. I'm still black, so why is that up for discussion? I see the slaves. I see the stares. Some don't like me. So what? I don't care. So what? I'm African-American with mixed heritage. What you gonna do, indict me? Mad at me because others wanted to blend with Africa? They wanted a piece of land, the diamonds, kings, queens, and tribes, and gold. It was not my fault that we got mixed with other races and sold. I'm proud and I'm black and filled with black pride. I don't lack. And from now on and forever, I'm unapologetically black. Welcome to Rashawn's Poetry and Spoken Word. I'm going to have to make some adjustments to my podcast. First and foremost, welcome. This is a podcast that will be, the content will be about poetry and spoken word, which will be written by myself, Rashawn. I had some difficulties. I'm having some technical difficulties, a few hacking issues. I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to have to revise how I do this to ensure that I get my work out there and you guys can enjoy it. I thank you so much for tuning in and working with me. I'm coming to you from sunny Southern California. Everything is written and recited by me. Maybe one day I'll start reciting other people's work, but for the most part, I just want to write and recite my work. So thank you so much, you poetry heads and spoken word heads. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. You don't know how much. I don't know if I have some haters or some technical difficulties, but we're going to find out. I'm going to notify the appropriate people, but I'm not going to let that steal my energy or yours because the show must go on, as we say in Hollywood. So, you know, I'm going to try to keep it positive and focused and straighten out all the kinks as we go along. So today I'm going to present to you guys two poems on one platform. I was going to do one poem at a time, but since we're having issues, I think it's best to just give them both to you at the same time. And I may have to not title my poems because you just don't know until you guys listen. So without further ado, I'm going to recite to you Flower. This would be the first poem on this platform. Flower. People take more time to nurture a flower than a human being. They will spend hours cultivating the soil, but if a human being makes a mistake, their tempers will boil. They will sit outside in the hot sun looking at a garden, but will roll their eyes and say, "I beg your pardon." They will have garden parties and showcase their produce, but their family's accomplishments will go unnoticed. If the world took more time to cultivate and invest in another, to bring social justice, humanity, and love one another, just like a flower. Now, basically, that poem was, the inspiration for that poem was because, I feel people cultivate gardens and nurture. They take more time and patience with flowers than they do human beings. And there's nothing wrong with cultivating a garden, but it would be so nice if human beings could apply that analogy to people. So that was Flower, written by myself, Rashawn. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. So that was the first poem. And we're going to proceed onward to the second poem, which is Black Excellence, which I literally wrote in 10 minutes today. And I was shocked because I had the inspiration for the poem a while ago, but I just started writing. I didn't think it was going to come about that fast. So I'm happy to be able to present to you guys Black Excellence. Black Excellence. Magnificent, stupendous, incredible. That's Black Excellence. Resilient, proud, creative, innovative. That's Black Excellence. Able to beat odds, create new laws, and stomp down stereotypes. That's Black Excellence. To break into money, invest into money, and still keep our business running smooth like honey. That's Black Excellence. To raise proudly our kids and to up investors' bids. This is Black Excellence. No matter how hard the circumstances, get now and then, you are kings and queens of Black Excellence. This poem was inspired by me. Let me keep it 100. What inspired me to write this poem is just Black pride, but anybody can relate to this poem. It's a self-esteem, accomplishment, resilience type of poem, just reflecting, self-reflection on what you've accomplished, being proud of who you are, you know, that kind of thing. The struggle, the goals, the future, the past, just all of that. And just to kind of reflect on who you are and what you have accomplished. So that was the inspiration, y'all, for Black Excellence. And I was happy to write it and produce it for you guys. And I hope you guys continue to listen to my podcast. We're going to work out the kinks. We're going to pray over it. And we're going to be all right. You feel me? We're going to be all right. We're going to make it happen. So I'm determined. I'm going to pray about it today. But thank you once again for listening. My name once again is Rashawn from Southern California. Sunny and super hot Southern California. And that was Black Excellence. And speaking of Black Excellence, we lost so many hip hop artists, but I want to pay homage to Biz Markie, who I'm a fan of, and the family and fans of Biz Markie, because I love Biz, and nobody can beat the Biz. And DMX, you know, we lost so many, so I want to pay homage to those artists because they are artists as well. And their work will continue on for generations and cross generations, you know, for years at a time, because young and old know Just a Friend. Just about everybody knows that song. I don't care if you're 2 or 200, everybody knows it. It's a cross-generational song, and I'm so saddened that hip-hop lost one of its greatest artists. And if I could write a poem about him, if I'm inspired to, maybe one day I will put that down. So, but just paying homage to him. At any rate, you guys be healthy and safe, COVID safe. Take all the necessary precautions, whether you're vaccinated or not. I personally am, but I know it's personal choice. I ain't mad at you if you're not. And just be safe. Love one another. And God bless you guys until the next episode. Peace, and I'm out.